when my early morning day begins, and the sunlight hits my face. I've got the sound of WGN 720 locked in place. Now I've tuned to you, and the day's all bright with me. The voice and wake up call. I know that it can only
come on, be sing along. You know you want
the
to.
Steve Cochran Show.
Steve Cochran, 610, maybe some money coming from Springfield for social services. Details on that as the show progresses this morning. Happy Friday. It is Karaoke Friday. In the second hour of the program, we will have the karaoke finalist positioned in the highly inconvenient WGN parking lot.
Maybe it's early enough that a lot of cars won't be down there yet. Because once the cars start pulling in, there's no way anyone can fit in that
lot. It's a very difficult parking lot to find.
Yeah.
You ever try to explain to people how to get to that thing?
Oh, no, I know. There used to be actually just, you know, like a pre-written out direction.
Like, is there a name to that street? The two streets that surround it?
Oddly, because I got a ticket on that street one time. It's a crazy long story. That's Hubbard below. And then it, yeah.
And St. Clair on the other side.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's an extension of St. Clair? Because St. Clair ends at our parking lot.
Right. It's weird. It is Hubbard, though.
Yeah, it's Hubbard.
So it's St. Clair and Hubbard surrounding the GN parking lot, but it's Lower Michigan
Lower
Avenue.
Lower Michigan Avenue.
But you have to say
Hubbard.
Lower Hubbard, too. Because right. Then Hubbard, once you go under the bridge, it gets...
There's no chance these three finalists are going to find a parking lot.
In Lower Illinois. And
they're especially not going to find it because Stephanie told me to tell them that it's on Illinois and St. Clair, so...
Well, it is on the side.
I didn't mention Hubbard at all.
Like the far west portion.
Well, Illinois runs by it. That's like one of the borders.
And if you get that's to the way to get there. You went too far, is what I told them.
You know, I recorded a video on my iPhone and gave it to somebody, and that helped them. I could forward that to everybody.
Oh, a video to get to the parking lot?
Yeah, yeah.
While you were driving?
That would be good. I had a flat tire in the parking lot, and, you know, the guy couldn't find it.
Wait a minute, I found it.
Well, you did. You ended up doing it, but Dave, the other guy blew me off.
Oh, yeah.
I always say,
I just tell people to find it.
Look for the big WGN van.
Right.
Sandberg, you and I share a similar disease in that we didn't get the GPS chip.
Right.
Because I can't tell you how to get out of my driveway.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not that long a driveway.
Here's an easier way. Go under...
I wasn't done yet, Steve. Hold on a second.
Right.
The GPS chip thing. So you had to explain directions.
I know.
To
it's
these
like
people.
The blind leading the blind. Right. Three women who are nervous to come downtown and me who can't explain anything. And I might not have the most patience also.
What?
No.
What?
You know, Steve, next time we should have John DeCoste pick everyone up individually, bring them back, and, you know, just kind of do
it. Really is. That's his contest. That makes sense.
Yeah. I scared one of them. She's going to be taking the train, so she's going to have to sit in your car to do the singing.
Oh, wait. She's going to have to sit in
Blue Thunder.
Not today. I've got a borrowed car.
What?
Steve, is that why you rock back and forth and weep at 6 o'clock? Because Mary's short with you?
Yes. And sometimes she beats me.
Yeah, I understand.
Good job, Mary.
What were you saying about the video, Steve, before I cut you off comedically?
If you go to Lower Michigan and find the Billy Goat and then make a left or right, depending on which direction you're coming.
Yeah, that helps. That's totally great. Now we know exactly where we are.
To turn toward the lake and go that way after the Billy Goat.
Then it depends on what direction you're coming from?
Well, not really. Either way, turn toward the lake.
People nobody always can find the Billy Goat either. So.
Yeah, people always say turn toward the lake. I'm looking at buildings. I don't know where the lake
that's
is.
That's a good point.
That's
too,
my
yeah.
Well, if you go too far, you'll be in the lake.
And
so that's
and
what
this
I
morning,
tell.
There's a big thing called the sun that's there. So it'll kind of, I don't
maybe. Is that still rising east?
Yeah, it's still rising east.
But the sun is not on Lower Wacker.
But you can see it, though.
Not down there.
Well, that was helpful, I think, to everybody.
I hope you enjoyed. Our regular direction segment. If Google Maps would like to sponsor that, please contact Jeff Hill in our sales department, because I thought that was a terrific explanation of how to get to the WGN parking lot. We're hoping to start this contest in the 7 o'clock hour. There's not a shot in hell these contestants will be here before noon.
Probably not.
All right, so enjoy that during the business lunch.
So should Dave and I just go down and sing in our cars?
You may have to.
Singing in a car.
No. Yeah, you may
singing
have to.
In a car.
All right, Mary says no. Right, Mary said no.
I think we do a nice duet when we sing.
6:15, we get traffic trouble spots. Nick is not on today. Lou is. What am I talking about? Lou Manfredini coming up here in a couple of minutes. So if you want to be Lou's first call and ask Lou stuff, please do that now at 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200 to be Lou's first call.
It's Lou's first call with Lou Manfredini and Steve Cochran. Brought to you by American Weathermakers.
American Weathermakers, we won't be comfortable until you are.
It's the time, of the show for Lou's first call.
Big stars all morning long. You got Rob Reiner later, Tom Bergeron later, and Lou Manfredini right now. Lou Manfredini and Lou's first call from Judy in a second. But first, Lou, you're on the radio on 720 WGN. Is that correct?
Yes. And for those new to Chicago, it's you spell it WGN.
WGN.
Yes. And then you put the number 720 right afterward.
720.
And then you get it.
All right. And you'll be on tomorrow from 7 to 10?
Correct. That would be tomorrow, Saturday.
Uh-huh. Anything special planned? Any lasers? Any explosive pots of any kind?
We're having a laser show tomorrow, okay. Which I don't know if it'll play on the radio, but I think it'll look great in the studio.
It'll be really cool. You want to meet Judy, your first caller?
Sure.
Let's go to Judy now. Good morning, Judy. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. I'm great. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Where are you headed today, Judy?
I'm headed to work right now.
What's your job?
I am in the safety department of a transportation company.
So you keep trucks from running into each other?
Well, not exactly, but we try.
Well, let's just say that's it because it's a cool image. You see Judy out there with her safety hat going, slow down, Phil! Probably more to the job than that, Lou. Judy, what's the problem for Lou?
Well, about a month ago, my husband noticed that we have big patches of moss out in our yard. We used to have full grass, and we're just wondering what would have caused that and what can we do about it?
Ooh, boy. Lou, I've got nothing. How about you?
No, I do. It is, we've had such moisture, high moisture content this spring so far that you probably just have low spots in those areas where the grass is just, the pH in the soil is off, and that's where that moss is growing from. So one of the things you can do is take some type of straight edge or a string, and you're going to put it over that area, like you at one end, your husband at the other, and you're going to probably see that the soil dips a little bit. It's lower. And you may be able to visually see it without doing this, but if you add some topsoil over that area and rake it out to make it nice and even, then add some new grass seed to that new soil. Now, one of the grass seeds that I really love is this Jonathan Green Black Beauty, because it really is a terrific grass seed, and if you get it in the right mix, chances are where this moss is, it might be a little shady, and use their shade mix, and you're going to grow grass really well. They also make a product called Magic Cal, which will change the pH in the soil, and if you apply that, and you can do that and the grass seed at the same time, you're going to see great results within a couple of weeks.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the information.
A couple of things, Judy. One, my rap name was Moss Shady, so let's just make sure everybody understands
my
that.
My name is
Moss Shady. And I have for you an April Air Wi-Fi thermostat allowing you to adjust the temperature of your home's air on your smartphone. Lou and I like to use these against our families when we're on the road. So we'll go on the road and we'll suddenly turn the heat way, way up or the air way, way down. You know what I'm saying?
It was cute. When I took the call, Judy said, do I have enough time to put you on hold and call my husband so he can take notes on the answer? So she was able to. So he was taking notes.
So your husband's a dope like me. That's great. Brought to you by American Weathermakers, home of the 60-Minute Man.
Don't answer that, Judy.
Call 855-955-HVAC. Judy, hold on and have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Don't hang up.
I appreciate it.
Don't hang up. Sandberg's here, and Lou, the delightful Sandberg, has a question for you. See, she and Pat Boyle from Comcast Sportsnet have a new house that they got a few months ago.
Right. And Pat is not handy.
Fiance Pat is a dope like me. Yeah. So what's your question?
He's a fine
now?
Man.
He is a fine man, but yes, we moved into a house.
You
that was
need
built,
a disclaimer. He's a huge disappointment to you. Go ahead.
It was built in 1958, and we moved in August, so there's endless questions. But
nice.
The new question is, At the end of our driveway, we had water pooling, and the village came out. And it used to be one of those unincorporated areas that everyone ignored, is what they keep telling us. The,
right.
You know, the engineers that work for the city. And so there's like the water that runs from the golf course nearby runs all the way down into this creek past us. But there's clay pipe, there's PVC pipe, there's metal pipe, and all the joints, the tree roots have busted them open. And so these pipes aren't clear.
What'd you pay, like $8 for this house? It's got nothing but trouble.
I know. And so the
pipes... I love that the village guys, yeah, you know, everybody neglected this area. I can't believe you bought in this neighborhood, lady.
Nobody's going to buy this house. Hey, sell it to Boyle.
And I've noticed the guys that work for the city, the ones that talk the most are not the ones that make any decisions. They have a lot to say. The ones who make decisions just say no a lot.
Right.
So the
that's sort of a metaphor for life, but keep going.
The pipes under the driveway that are supposed to clear this water,
right?
They're
clogged.
They're clogged, and or they think are not good any longer. Though they say it's our responsibility to fix it.
Right.
And so we want to have the driveway fixed, and they're telling us to gamble, fix the driveway, repave the driveway, and just see if the water seeps.
No, no, no. Where was I last Friday, Mary?
Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas. You'd have a better chance in Vegas.
Okay.
So here's what you're going to do. If you've got drain tile that's underneath that driveway, we first have to determine if, in fact, this thing is clogged. Now, here's the problem. The piping underneath your driveway could be wide open, and it could be as it extends over into the neighbor's yard,
mm-hmm.
that's where it's clogged.
That's what they ran the water, and all the water just started seeping through the driveway.
So we have these fine people called PermaSeal, and they offer plumbing services with a sewer camera service, mm-hmm. which is pretty affordable. And they can come out, and you explain exactly what you want them to do. They'll dig a little hole, and they'll uncover where this drain tile is, and they can stick this camera down in that pipe. Literally, I could put this camera in your pocket and tell you the change that's in it. That's how clear it is.
Okay.
And so they can then determine, and they can go, hey, wow, you know, your pipe is completely clear, but when we go another 100 feet, which is how far this thing can go, that's where the collapse is. And maybe, just maybe, it's collapsed where the village has responsibility for it.
Okay.
So before you spend a bunch of money, figure out where the problem is.
Correct. You have to. Then, you know, once you determine, okay, it's collapsed here, it's collapsed there, you know, then we got to figure out what to do. Now, it could be that you, depending on the topography of the land down there.
They didn't get any topography. That would cost extra.
Right, exactly. You want topography with that? No, got it. You may be able to come up with some other alternative that is surface mounted, meaning... maybe there's a way not to have the pipes be underground. You could have them, what they do, they have a thing called a bubbler pot, which when the water goes to the end of the driveway, it could get collected and then go to another spot, and this thing pops up out of the ground, and then the water sheds into the road.
Okay.
That all makes sense? Because none of it made sense to me.
Your guys.
Yeah. Okay, PermaSeal. Good to know. Mm-hmm.
PermaSeal, Roy Spencer.
Right.
Yes.
Call him personally. He's very good with the camera.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, he does. Yeah, Roy loves coming out with the camera himself.
Yeah. I got the camera. Bill, bring me out the camera.
All right, let me see if we got a text or two before I let you go. You on TV this morning, by the way?
I am. We're going to talk about, we're going to actually today talk about insect repellents and a new line of clothing. This is good for everyone. It's a company called Insect Shield that makes impregnated clothing with permethrin, which is a known registered repellent for mosquitoes. They have shirts, hats, bandanas, socks. None of it smells. All day long, you don't smell a thing. You can wash it up to 70 times. You can jump in a lake
and it works.
And it works.
Wow. How about that?
So, and it's thought, you know.
What's the company called?
Insect Shield. Now, the shirts are kind of, you look like, what was the name of the guy that David Letterman had on that brought the animals?
The guy from the Columbus Zoo, Jack Hanna.
Yeah. You look a little like Jack Hanna.
Yeah.
But you're not getting bit.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Hey, the bear writes, how do I remove grubs from Goldilocks lawn?
Well, you don't have grubs yet. It's too early. But
no problem.
Yeah, if you had grubs, Bear makes a 24-hour kill grub product that you can put down. So if you knew you had them before, remember that grubs are all about soil pH, and so you got to get that pH right. And so putting some soil amenders like lime or that product I mentioned, Magical, will help.
That's not like Grubhub, though.
No, it's not like Grubhub.
Okay, good. No.
And what's the best website to find the contractors to do work around a house that you bring up all the time?
NARI.org. That's the National Association of the Remodeling Industry.
Have a great show tomorrow, my friend.
Love you.
Love you back. That's Lou Manfredini. He's on Channel 9 in about 10 minutes. It's 6:30. We're back with a big story with Andrea next on 720 WGN.
Singing in your car. In your car. Singing in your car. It's called karaoke.
So bad.
Call the Cochran Show. The Cochran Show. Call the Cochran Show. It's called karaoke.
Kevin Paul used to produce this show, and Kevin would be in charge of keeping track of where previously recorded items were stored. Did you ask Kevin where this the original was for that?
Because
that really sucks.
Everybody at the station asked Kevin where it was.
And he has no idea.
No, but he was celebrating his birthday for 8 weeks.
Well, at least he paid attention to one thing on the show. So, good morning, John DeCoste. How are
you? Good morning. I'm wonderful.
Sunday night, you and I will be at the Rosemont Zanies.
Yes.
At 7 o'clock.
Yes, for the early late night talk show with Steve Cochran.
We're going to put a tiny desk on stage. We're going to add a one-man band.
Yep.
Going to play a little Stump the Band with the audience.
Stump the Band.
There's going to be a couple ways you can win prizes in the audience if you're there.
Yeah.
In addition to that, the winner of today's karaoke will, in fact, perform with you.
Yes, they have the opportunity.
No, they will perform.
They will perform with me. It'll be mandatory. Mandatory opportunity, possibly.
Yes. It makes our promotions department crazy when I promise things that legally I can't force.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's the...
But anyway, we want them to sing with you on stage on Sunday night.
Right. I'll put a little song together, and we'll do it together.
And you'll do stand-up, I'll do stand-up. And we have special guests, Rokon, Anna DeVlantis, and Mary Sandberg.
Yeah, how great is that?
Now, we're going to have Mike Jacobson join us. But as soon as Mike said, you didn't invite me, I can't come, I found out the real reason Mike's not going to be joining us.
He doesn't want to go?
He doesn't have a car.
Oh.
He lives in, he's one of these people in the city that doesn't have a car.
Oh.
Does he know that I have a car?
Yeah, why don't you guys pick him up?
Yeah.
You want me to swing by on my way in from East St. Louis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not out of the way.
Yeah. So, Mike, if we get you transportation, do you want to come Sunday night?
But it's pinochle night. I just
Well, it was family night about 4 days ago.
No, it was friends night. But I had to switch that because Gladys couldn't make it. So pinochle's going to be Sunday.
Okay, I got your pinochle.
How about Ubering it?
It's expensive.
Friends at Uber. Yeah.
I won't charge as much as Uber.
Andrea, will you be able to make it back from the University of Iowa?
I am going to try. I'm going to.
I'm picking her up.
He's going to pick me up in Iowa City. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to my goddaughter's graduation, so I will try and make it back.
What is her name?
Her name's Natalie.
Congratulations, Natalie, and your family.
Thank you. I'm very proud
of her. Speaking of milestones, Sandberg, isn't it your mother's birthday today? Remember we met Sandberg's mom?
She's 61.
Mom?
Just a little bit older than Dave.
Yeah.
Okay, you know.
What is mom's name?
Debbie.
And Debbie Sandberg was in here earlier this week.
Last Friday for Mother's Day.
That's when she was in. Yeah. And we love her. She was great. Yeah. Your dad, too. Your dad's great.
He'll be 61 on the 26th, just a couple days before Dave.
Okay, Mary, enough already.
Well, were your parents, Sandberg, were your parents afraid of you when you were growing up?
I think so.
I think so. I think they still are.
Yeah. It's best that way.
Don't you think at some point, behind closed doors, Sandberg's parents were having this conversation? I don't know what to say to her.
I don't
want to set her off. I don't know what to talk to her about. Something could set her off. At any given time, she could go off like a geyser, like Old Yeller or Old Yellowstone or one of those things. Which one was the dog that died and which one was the geyser? I just know she makes me nervous.
Yes, I think she, and then Pat has joined that club as well.
Oh, Yeah. How about you, Jake? You afraid of Sandberg?
Are you afraid of me?
Hello?
Excuse me?
She's got him in a chokehold. Hold on.
Can we possibly ask our engineers to get some kind of setup where you two both have headphones and access?
What other show are they producing?
That other one. Down the dial.
I asked you if you're afraid of Sandberg like everybody else seems to be.
Well, yeah, because she did have me in a headlock. That's why I couldn't talk.
Chokehold.
Right, you were choked.
She's stronger than me, clearly.
Well,
we can all agree with
most
that.
Most women are.
Well...
All right, so karaoke. We will tell you how we're going to do this as the three finalists make their way to the parking lot to sing in their cars live here coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. And then later, Bergeron and Rob Reiner. Tom Bergeron. Karaoke finalists, we've already got a problem. We're going to need a ruling. One of our karaoke finalists didn't bring their car. See, you know, it's karaoke. Just sing in your car. Apparently she was nervous about driving downtown since she took the train.
I don't blame her.
And you put her back on a train, call it trainioki?
Trainioki, yes. But in her defense, the train goes right through the WGN parking lot.
It ought to.
The metro goes
right
through.
It really, really should. All right, so what do we do with this contestant? I guess they stand outside and sing.
Yeah, I think we'll just have her stand outside.
Do you want her to sit in my car?
Yeah, she can go in my car, too.
I can put the top down.
You know, I do.
yeah, Andrea's car.
I just like going through Andrea's car. So this is going to be an opportunity to go through that glove compartment.
Actually, your car is a chick car.
It is.
So, you know, putting her in Andrea's car could make sense.
Yeah. I just have to move my golf club.
Everybody has to sing in a car. So to make it fair for all three contestants, she has to be in some kind
of car. Yeah, because they'd be sitting down.
Right.
Yeah. So it's, yes.
She can
do
sit
you
in my
mind?
Car. Not
you
at
mind?
All.
And then where can she drive it home? Because I don't want her to take the train.
If she wins, she actually gets to keep the car.
She gets your car.
No, I love my car. She gets Blue Thunder.
What about the fan van?
But as long as she could take her...
We don't have keys to the fan van.
What?
No.
That's not even a car.
Yeah.
It's just a blow-up.
That would be vanioki.
Singing in my van. Singing in my
van. So we got trainioki, vanioki, and karaoke.
As long as she takes her shoes off before she gets in my car.
All right, again, karaoke is on. The finalists are arriving, and next hour they will sing live on the show. Sunday night, they will perform live at the Zanies in Rosemont. Tickets where and how again?
You can go to zanies.com or contact them directly on at their box office, 847-813-0484. Sunday night, 7 o'clock, Rokon, Anna DeVlantis, Steve Cochran, myself.
You kind of ran out of gas here, didn't
you? I did a little bit.
And we will give away 3 pair of tickets to the show right now.
Yes, that's good.
312-981-7200. If you can make it Sunday night, you go for free on me, cheapskate. 312-981-7200, 7 o'clock show. We know it's a school night. And why don't you start, Jake, with caller 7, 8, and 9. All right, grand prize winner gets a 2-night stay at the Palmer House at Hilton Hotel and Apt Electronics and Appliances supplying an Apple Watch or a GoPro. They get to choose. Second place gets the other.
Right.
And then third place gets a collection of prizes from our daily list of prizes.
Right. And they're all going to get tickets to our show on Sunday.
Yeah, and they can all come Sunday night.
How about that?
And third place can be Bitter and Heckle.
Yes. Third place at this point might want to get a car.
Well, no, we don't want to tilt the judging here.
Borrow Mike Jacobs. Right. No, oh, wait.
So the three finalists will be here in just moments. All right, John, why don't you do whatever you need to do and assemble them?
Perfect. All right, bye.
How many are here at this point? Just one? We have one here? Have any of them arrived?
Our trainioki contest just arrived.
Okay, so we have the one without the car who's here. The
All
other
right,
two are caught
here.
In traffic?
Not sure. Haven't heard.
The other two should check in and give us an ETA at 312-981-7200 as well. At 6:55, we'll take a break. Come back. News coming up on 720 WGN. A couple minutes before 7, do we have an update on where the contestants are at this point?
Yes, so the trainioki is here,
uh-huh.
And everyone's gone downstairs to get in Andrea's car.
Uh-huh.
And then we have another contestant that just called, and they are at the Lincoln Park Zoo, so they're on their way.
Oh, I thought they stopped for the zoo to look at a llama.
They said they're at the lagoon at the Lincoln Park Zoo.
Okay.
Specifically.
All
so.
Right. And third?
I have not heard from the third. But the second one, they keep making calls because the sister is in the car, so she's able to talk, and
okay.
The other one's driving. So.
All right, good. So they're safely commuting.
Yes.
All right, so if they're at the Lincoln Park Zoo now, Dave, I would estimate, well, let me go to Marion. This is your area. Mary, if they're at the Lincoln Park Zoo and they're coming on Lakeshore Drive, they should be here by noon?
They'll be here. There's nothing going on in Lakeshore Drive right now.
Oh,
they
it's
should
fine?
Be good. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Especially from the zoo area.
All right. Last night on Kimmel, Jimmy Kimmel has entered campaign 2016. Listen.
I am humbled to announce that I am officially running for Vice President of the United States.
This is CNN Breaking News.
Jimmy, Wolf Blitzer of CNN.
Oh, hey, Wolf.
Jimmy Kimmel has confirmed he is running for Vice President of the United States. He has no running mate. He claims not to be a Washington insider or outsider and believes he'll make a great number two, despite the fact that sources are telling us that in high school, he got a D in social studies. Let's go over to the wall, see how he's polling right now. Jimmy, take a look at this. Right now, all indications are you are polling at 100%.
Wow, that's great news. Thanks, Wolf.
I do want to point out, Jimmy, though, that at 100%, you are the only person running for vice president.
Well, let's not split beard hairs here. 100% is 100%.
Jimmy, will you be going out on the campaign trail?
Is that Jake Tapper of CNN?
It's Jake Tapper of CNN,
Thank
sir.
You, Jake.
Will you be going out on the campaign trail?
No, I will not, Jake. I get car sick and buses smell really kind of bad. I will operate from here at my headquarters in Los Angeles.
Jimmy, do you think you're making a mockery of this election?
I think it's too late for anyone to do that, Mo.
Exactly. It's a valid point. So Kimmel, a great thread now Kimmel can do for weeks on end. He's running for vice president. So why go for the top?
Right.
Why not go close to the top where you could see it from there? Right? Come on.
Works for me.
In other vice presidential news, former Supreme Grand Goofball of the Ku Klux Klan, David Duke, suggested he should be Trump's vice president because it would be great life insurance for Trump. In other words, they'd kill him. Isn't that nice? That's really helpful.
It's a good way to choose your leaders.
I think so.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show.
720 WGN.
Speaking of karaoke, the Stones are playing on that oldie-okie. What's the thing they're doing in the desert? It's always super groups. It's the Stones. It's Dylan. It's others that I've forgotten. They're all playing in the desert in the festival that
it's not the starts with
Coachella.
Coachella.
Yeah, they're calling it Oldcella. And Ro Khan is qualifying people for a pair of tickets for that. So you should be listening to Ro this afternoon. All right, before we go to karaoke, we have an update on that idiot George Zimmerman and his gun that killed Trayvon Martin. Here's the story. George Zimmerman decided he would auction off the gun, and one website turned him down. Another one yesterday, the United Gun Group website, the United Gun Group website began hosting the auction after gunbroker.com shut him down. The guy in charge of something called United Gun Group said, "Our mission is to esteem the Second Amendment, provide a safe and secure platform for firearms enthusiasts and law-abiding citizens. Our association with Mr. Zimmerman does not help us achieve that objective." You would think that would be the end of it. But the posting appeared on the website after the announcement.
Right.
So who's running the website? So this morning, bidding on the 9mm Kel-Tec PF9 began at $5,000, and at 5:45 this morning Eastern Time, had reached a high bid of $65 million.
No way.
The top bidder used the screen name Racist McShootface. And the reporter on the story, you know, doing the right thing, said, "We cannot determine if the bid was serious or not." Let me just tell you,
yeah,
the bid's not serious. Okay, there's nobody spending $65 million on this idiot's gun.
Right, with that name, too.
Racist McShootface. Gunbroker.com cannot explain why the ad is still up at this point. All right, it's 7:13. Should we do qualifier number or finalist number one?
I think so. Yeah, she's in my car.
Well, that'd be great. Literally. Now, we're going to need to get them on the phone. All right, so we'll get them on the phone, and then we'll be able to talk to them. The way this will work is John DeCoste is live in the parking lot here at 720 WGN, the impossible-to-find parking lot. And he will speak to us and then introduce us to the contestant who will be in their car, and they will sing for the grand prizes we talked about, which are great. Two-night stay at the Palmer House, a Hilton Hotel, and an Apple Watch or a GoPro from Mapped Electronics. They're talking to John now. This is a major technical situation we have going on here because we're actually speaking to the parking lot, which is at least 200 yards from here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
So the idea that we wouldn't have this hooked up and I wouldn't have to be stalling right now is, you know, completely understandable to me. Yeah.
Cleaned up my car and everything.
She's good to go. All right. DeCoste standing by? Yes. Give me a thumbs up. Is he ready to go?
He's standing by.
All right. Let me go there. John DeCoste is here. Yes. John?
Hello.
Hi, John. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Are you live in the parking lot?
I am live in the parking lot at WGN.
All right. Excellent. Okay. And have the contestants arrived?
The contestants, all three contestants are here.
All right.
So we are all set. We are starting up with Diane Warren.
Diane Warren. Diane Warren, yeah. What did she sing before?
Diane, what was your song that you sang before? What was the song you sang with? Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yes. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Wow, this is tough, but we're going to get Diane to start off here, and she will do.
Why, because we're going to switch over. She's got her phone, and I'm using mine.
All right, so we're going to go to Diane, and I'm going to put you on hold, John. We're going to go to Diane. Is it Diane or Diana? Well, let's ask her.
Diana.
Hi, Diana. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Steve?
This is tough, Diana. We're asking you to start singing this terribly difficult song to sing as soon as you arrive.
All right.
Do you feel like you're ready?
I am ready. All right. Are you ready?
Wait. You're sitting in your car now. What kind of car is it?
I have a Veracruz, Hyundai.
A Hyundai. All right, so you're sitting in your Hyundai now, and you're ready to sing. This is where you're most comfortable. This is where you feel like you're always in tune. Here's our friend Diana. Diana's going to do Bohemian Rhapsody, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, and now you've gone and blown it all away. Mama, it needs to make you cry. If I'm not back again this time tomorrow, carry on. It doesn't really matter.
How good is that? I mean, that's how you start.
She
was
great.
That is tremendous.
Can we clap or is it too soon?
She blew the roof off the Hyundai.
Whoa.
That's tremendous.
All right, we locked that line. Are we good? Hold on. We're trying to figure out how to. Oh, this. Okay, now we just hung up on Diana.
We are good. That's okay. You're fine.
Yeah, we hung up on Diana.
That was fun. Wonderful.
Could our phone line be more complicated?
I know.
Yeah. All right, so John, I thought that was great. I'm not the judge. You are.
Oh, I know, and she did wonderful. You know, she just came right in the parking lot. I threw her the phone. It was like 2 seconds, so she gets a lot of points because it was so quick, and she just went for it. So good for her. Her sister was sitting in the back seat.
Laughing.
Actually, her sister turned to the side because she's like, I don't know how to react to this, so I don't know if I should laugh. So it was actually kind of fun. Not bad. And by the way, I just want you guys to know the next two contestants, both, one took a cab and one took a train. So they're both using a car that we already have in the parking lot, which I'll do a plug. It's Andrea's car, which you can purchase at Andrea.com.
Yeah. Two people sitting in my car. Remember the rules. They're not allowed to put their feet, their butt, their hands, their hair anywhere.
Or eat in the car.
They're supposed to hover, John.
Hover, yeah. Although I sat in it and rubbed my head all over everything.
Oh, that's great.
All right, that's 717. That's finalist number one.
Right.
We'll come back with finalist number two shortly. Keep that performance in mind. We'll play them all back before you judge the final winner. Hold the line if you can. Stupid phone system.
This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Hit it, Tracy.
All right. I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed the diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way to New Orleans. Well, I pulled my harpoon in my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues.
Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean, nothing, honey, if it ain't. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah.
7:22, we continue. It's karaoke. We know you sing in your car. Are you willing to do it for prizes? Back to John DeCoste in the parking lot here at 720 WGN. Now, John, I'm gonna break one of my own rules. I said only the winner would come up and join us in studio, but invite all of them up once we're done with this.
Steve, I can't find the parking lot.
Well, that would be a problem because you were there just seconds ago.
I know.
It's
I know
where the cars are. Where yeah, the cars
I'm
are.
I'm back, Steve.
All right. So right now the leader is Diana in a Hyundai. Diana in her Hyundai is the leader. And the reason she's a leader is because she did a really good job and also because she's the only one that's performed so far.
That's right. That's true.
All right. So now our other two contestants took a cab and a train to get to the karaoke final. What part of the car part did they not understand here?
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, that's okay. Tracy will be singing next. She's in the cab as we speak.
She's in the cab.
Yeah, and by the way, it's running.
Yeah, very expensive. Now, Tracy, Utter is nice enough to let these contestants borrow her car.
Correct.
They're going to borrow it. They're just going to sit in it. And they better have all showered.
They have keys. They have the keys.
Yeah, John has the keys. That's even scarier.
So well, let's meet Tracy now. And all of our listeners smell terrific. You know that. Let's go to Tracy now. Good morning, Tracy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. How did you get down? Were you the train or the cab?
I was the cab.
Okay. Now, you see, Tracy.
So it was Mary's fault. She said we could take the train and sing in your car, Steve.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. Which Mary are we blaming, Sandberg or Vandeveld?
Sandberg.
Sandberg. We're blaming Sandberg.
Well, I wanted them to get here, and the directions weren't going well.
See, now this is an example of you overproducing. You produced so much here. You were so desperate to get them here, you forgot the name of the contest is Car-E-O-K-E.
Right.
All right, so Andrea.
Andrea's car had the new karaoke feature that scrolled the lines.
Oh,
the bottom of the screen, but it doesn't.
Oh, she wanted the screen with the karaoke add-on.
That's why she picked my car.
Oh, that's very sweet. All right, now, Tracy, are you going to stick with me and Bobby McGee?
No, because you guys just played it. So I think I'm just going to do some Carrie Underwood.
Wow, versatile. Extra points maybe from the judge, but what do I know? It's John. All right, so Tracy, whenever you're ready, please entertain us.
All right, here we go. Well, I dug my key into the side of his pretty little souped-up four-wheel drive, called my name into his leather seat. I took a Louisville Slugger to both headlights. I slashed a hole in all four tires. Well, maybe next time he'll think before he cheats.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now, wait. Couple of things. One, does it make you nervous at all? She's singing a song about keying a car and she's in your car. Does that bother you at all?
I won't do it, Andrea.
Thank you, Tracy. You sounded great. I would like to think it was the ambience and surroundings of my car.
She's emoting here.
Yeah.
Who in the past got their car keyed by you, Tracy? Sounds like there's some experience there.
I do love my husband, but you know.
But he better be careful. He better be careful. John, your decision has gotten much tougher.
Yeah, Steve, I walked away from the park.
All right. Once again, our terrific phone setup here. We really thought this would work out. Honestly, we actually put thought into it.
Yes,
we thought it would work. John, are you still with me?
I am here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Apparently, if we have two lines on at one time, one of you sounds like you're on Venus.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine now. So
I walked away from the parking lot again. I'm lost.
Okay, try to focus, John. So you heard both contestants sing. Don't say which. Do you have a leader in your head yet?
I do.
You do? Okay. All right. Yeah. I don't know that I would. I thought they were both terrific.
As soon as I get back to the parking lot, I'll tell you which one it is. I don't know why I keep walking away.
But, okay. John's having one of his spells.
An episode.
Diana in her Hyundai. Tracy and Andrea's car, and one contestant still to come.
Right.
All right, so stand by for all of that. At 727, we'll get to the big story coming up in a couple of moments here on 720 WGN.
This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on?
No, it was never meant to be. I mean, that's why it was temporary. I shouldn't back off on it.
We have a serious problem. It's a temporary ban. It hasn't been called for yet. Nobody's done it. This is just a suggestion until we find out what's going on.
Come on! He's got to be just a 12-month joke. We're coming up on June when Trump announced his candidacy last year. He's got to be pulling our leg. Nobody does that and wins. It's ridiculous. If Hillary Clinton figures out a way to lose this election, she's way worse than anybody ever thought she was. I mean, come on. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. 7:42. We get back to karaoke here in a second. Does anybody on the show have a go-to karaoke song? Mary Vandeveld, I picture you as a closet karaokeer. You ever go out and do the karaoke thing?
I don't know. I do it in my car.
What's your go-to song?
I do. It's Raining Men.
All right, give me a little bit of that.
No.
Three, two.
No. It's Raining Men.
Yeah, it's not
Hallelujah.
Bad. It's not bad.
I love
it's good.
That song.
Yeah. How about you, Dolls?
Very fun.
Oh, I see. I mine is singing in my car, singing
no,
in my car.
Not,
karaoke.
No, it's not. But it's better than the one John did. Dave, you got one?
Well, I did have a brief karaoke career.
You did?
Yes.
Where did you sing?
I don't remember the place.
All right. What
it was
your,
one
what,
time.
What was your song?
Your song.
Elton John, your song.
Your
That's
song.
Not an easy song to sing.
Oh, let's hear it. Let's
not.
Hear it.
There you go.
No, no, no.
Dave Bennett does
we,
Elton John's
I don't think
your
we need
song.
To. One, I don't think two, we really three. Need to do it.
This is, this. What are the lyrics? Because I forget.
You can tell
everybody. This is your song.
Listen to that
wow,
bass.
Wow, bass.
You know what?
Quiet,
wow.
Maybe quite simple, but.
Now that you're gone, now that it's gone.
Yeah, now that you're
I hope you don't
gone.
Mind. I you hope don't. You don't mind. See, I can't hit those notes
no,
anymore.
No, but that was good. You kind of went Barry White on us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was strong.
Dave, yeah.
How about you, Jake? You're a karaoke guy.
Dave, that was great.
He's isolating that now.
He's right
That'll
now.
Be a promo.
That's going to haunt me forever.
No.
I'm not. I didn't just tell Mary that's going to be turned around into a rejoin for Monday or anything. So,
so no, well, of course what do you sing?
Actually, I love John Denver, but Boys to Men.
Hold on. That, oh.
John Denver.
John Denver to Boys to Men?
Wow.
Hi, Calypso.
You love John. You're 30 years old. You yeah. love John Denver?
Thank God I'm a country boy. Go.
For karaoke? It's fantastic.
Go.
Country roads?
All right,
country
here we go.
Roads.
Here we go, Jake.
Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. Oh. West Virginia, Rocky Mama, take me home, them country roads.
Nice.
Woo, Jake. Wow.
By the way, West Virginia, Mountain Mama. Other than that, it was flawless.
Not Rockin' Mama.
Well, you don't what know which said, mama he was
what,
with.
What did I say?
He said Rockin' Mama.
Rockin' Mama. It was some story you were having in your head about you and a cougar. I don't know what happened there.
That was awesome.
It was
Jake.
Pretty good.
It was good.
Yeah,
were you
good.
In the school choir in high school?
Yeah. Did you sing in school, Jake?
I still actually am in the choir at Schaumburg
High. In high school?
Yeah. I just go back every Saturday.
Really, really creepy now?
It's got to be super awkward for the kids.
They have a TRO, but...
Miss Smith, can we make the weird guy not come anymore?
The 30-year-old.
Yeah, that 30-year-old with the deep voice. Can we get him out of here, please? Thank you.
It's 7:45. You guys obviously don't care what my karaoke song is. So
what's your karaoke?
Oh, we're out of time.
Hey, Steve, what's your karaoke song?
BTO, Taking Care of Business.
And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but... Now that it's done.
Enough, Elton. Hit it, Dave.
I hope you don't mind.
I hope you don't mind that I put down into words
how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
Dave, I sensed a lot of pain. There's a lot of pain.
Is he crying?
I mean, mostly from the listeners. Yeah, there's a lot of pain from the listeners.
Sorry about that. You I'm asked.
You're very moved.
All right.
And we may have to move the show to a different time slot, but you're very moved. We're waiting on our
Thank
finalists
you.
To come upstairs and join us. You know, I get up every morning from the alarm clock warning. I take the 8:15 into the city.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whistle up above us, people pushing, people shoving, and the girls who try to look pretty. That's just a little bit of what
Sing
you
Sing it,
get.
Steve.
Come on.
Sing it.
Come on. Come on.
You shouldn't ask us to do it if you're not willing.
Yeah, come on.
Wait.
Quit being a baby.
Wait a minute.
Let's go.
Steve's getting a mark.
Cochran Show.
Chicken.
Show number 649 continues at Cochran Show on Twitter, Facebook.com/Steve Cochran Show, 312-981-7200. Did I mention the show number 649? That would mean Monday's show 650. And you know what we do on show 650, don't you?
Nothing.
Mm. No, nothing special.
Absolutely
it'd be Monday.
Nothing.
Rob Reiner next hour, also Dean in just about 10 minutes. And then in her second segment of Dean, we'll be joined by Tom Bergeron from Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Mary Vandeveld has a huge crush on.
Yeah. He's a little hottie.
I do.
So.
He's a hottie. Are we waiting for them to come up?
Yeah, are we sure they do to come
can
up?
Can I sing my karaoke song?
Yeah, I didn't know you didn't.
Well, I said it was singing in my car, but it isn't.
Feel free,
really.
Go ahead.
But are you guys going to help me with it? Because I
doubt
sang
it
to you off the air.
Do
come
we know
on.
It?
You guys know it. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Down. Okay.
All right. It took up a couple seconds. Mm-hmm. Woo.
Now we're just gonna sit around and wait for them to show up.
Oh my gosh, that reminds me at the dinner table last night. Quick story. We were, you know that song Downtown?
Yeah.
The new downtown?
Yeah.
There's a new downtown. And there's the old downtown. Petula Clark.
There's the old downtown, and there's a
when
new downtown.
When you're alone, life is making you.
But so there's a redo? Kids,
yeah, there's a new one. And I can't remember who sings it. Some, I don't know. But anyway, Andre, you would know. Look it up.
Macklemore. Being told Macklemore.
That's it. Yeah. And anyway, so my kids did not believe there was an old, you know, downtown. So we were playing the new and the old downtown
that's
at dinner last night.
You mean downtown voices carry?
No. Downtown Petula Clark.
Petula Clark.
That's till Tuesday.
Yeah. So anyway, it was a fun dinner last night.
This is just
kid home from
this
college.
Show is like the most free form nonsense all day long. Sandberg.
Maybe Andrea and Wendy can do a Boots Are Made for Walking duo because that's her karaoke song. I know that from when I used to work with her.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel so cool now.
Yeah.
So you two would do it together.
So I'm kind of like a rockin' mama, even though I'm not a mom.
Yeah, no, you're a rockin' mama. Yeah.
I wanted to know if Steve Grzanich, host of the opening bell, had
Grzanich, you got a karaoke song?
No.
All right, Steve Grzanich live on the seventh floor. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. Let's do this. It's a minute before eight. Let's all just...
Steve, sing.
No.
No, Steve Cochran, you didn't sing. Come on.
No, you guys blew it off.
Taking care of business every day.
Well, don't ruin it for people.
Okay.
It's a minute before eight. Well, we're going to have to move this segment now to the first segment with these. So here's what we'll do. This is a live on-air show meeting. So what we'll do is at 8:10 with Dean... We'll have the winners announced then.
Okay. Is Dean going to critique them, too?
No, because Dean thought he was doing show business.
Gotcha.
And then in the second segment of Dean, we'll have Tom Bergeron. I really got to start showing up for rehearsals.
It's a good show meeting.
The cost must really be lost.
Yeah. And by the way, this humming you hear in the background, can you pick that up on air?
Is that some sort of vibrating device?
I hear it.
It sounds like some sort of rumbling and stuff. They are now working on the Walk of Fame. We're just a couple of Fridays away from the next Walk of Fame ceremony. Matter of fact, isn't it, Dave, 2 weeks from today?
It is 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today, we will install the next seven in the Walk of Fame.
And how come they're removing Dave's plaque?
A discipline issue.
Got it.
Actually, it was because of my singing?
After you sang.
Yeah, that's it.
After you did the Elton John Your Song situation, we decided to remove Dave's plaque from the Walk of Fame.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world.
Some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you.
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, Hollywood. You know I love you more than what I should. Kiss me
8:10 now, and we continue. Hi, Dean. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Big day. It's karaoke finals day.
Don't I know it?
Everybody seems to know it. It's talk of the city. We have John DeCoste back from the parking lot. Man, this is tough because they were all really, really good.
They were phenomenal.
All three singers, and we're talking about Diana, Tracy, and Carolyn. And, Dean, I don't know if you were able to hear anything because you work 4 or 5 minutes an hour, and I don't know if you have the kind of time to
get
over the radio.
The other 56 minutes, I'm exhausted.
Why don't we go to these guys because they're all fans of yours. I think you ladies have any questions for Dean?
Good
for
morning.
Dean Richards?
Good morning, ladies.
There we go. Do you have any questions for Dean Richards? Anything at all? Hairstyling? Anything at all for Dean?
I was thinking hair products.
What do you use on
any,
your hair,
any
Dean?
Any suggestions?
I use turtle wax or carnauba wax.
Turtle wax or carnauba wax.
Yeah.
Both of those are solid choices. All right, I hate to do this.
Yeah.
Well, let me just do one more plug. The winner gets, it's right here in front of me, grand prize is a two-night stay at the Palmer House, the Hilton Hotel. Mm. When was the last time you guys got away? Been a while?
Yeah.
Yeah? Who would you take with you on this little rendezvous?
My daughter.
Your daughter?
Hubby.
And?
It would have to be the husband. Rick. Go, Rick.
Well, you said it would have to be the husband, like you were hoping another choice would occur to you.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
Right. Okay, well, it looks like a good weekend for you, Rick, if you win. And you also get to choose between this lovely GoPro camera. And I still don't know why, but that's an Apple Watch.
Excellent.
It's apparently the largest watch in the world.
It's enormous.
So.
Wow.
All right, so, John, it's tough choice. You got Diana, you got Tracy, you got Carolyn. Who's your winner?
And just remember that two people are going to wind up hating you.
That's right. Two will hate you.
No,
one
we've decided we're going to be good sports. Yeah, we've
They were actually quite nice in the parking lot.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think that ends now.
That does it is now. Yeah. Okay.
And we don't want that reality show pause thing where you start to do the announcement and you go, and the winner is, and then the music plays for 90 seconds. None of that.
Well, let me just say this. Again, phenomenal. Everybody phenomenal. Can't believe you came out. It was just so
round of
great.
Applause for all of you.
And but I got to be honest.
I would have gone with a tie.
Okay.
I would have gone with a three-way tie.
Way to suck up.
Yeah.
That was good. Wow.
But you go ahead. You pick a winner.
Well, actually, when I heard Mike Jacobson sing, that was it. So
of the three ladies, who is the winner?
Yeah, and I do know how much I love all of you.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
You are really couching this.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
It's kind of sad, isn't it?
He's drawing it out as long as he can.
But our winner today will be Tracy Reese.
Woo!
Tracy.
Thank you.
Caroline is number two, and I apologize, but Diana is number three, but you were all phenomenal.
All right, let me tell you about the prizes, because this is how I cover you so you don't hurt John. Caroline will get several items from our prize list, including tickets to see the producers now playing through June 26th at the Mercury Theater in Chicago. Also, Lou Malnati's Pizza, Apt Electronics gift cards, and maybe some soccer tickets, too, if you play your cards right.
Yes.
Now, as the winner, you said Tracy, right?
Yes.
Tracy?
Yes.
As the winner, you must also decide, would you prefer the GoPro or the Apple Watch?
My kids would love the GoPro, but I'm going to have to think of myself and go with the watch.
Well, look at you. I mean, GoPro, right? Hand out the GoPro. GoPro goes to second place. I didn't write any of this down. Second place again is who?
Second place is Carolyn Larson.
Carolyn, you get the GoPro.
Thank you.
Now,
thank
you. GoPro has asked for licensing if you would wear that whenever you sing going forward.
I can do that Sunday night.
All right.
Yes, that's right. And I gave them all my card, but they are all there will be tickets for you Sunday night. So please try and make that. You know.
Right, and all three of you are invited to come out and heckle.
Yes, and we will. And the other thing is, we will take the moment on stage and introduce all of you.
Yeah. Right. So. Right. Because really, we don't have much of a show put together, so we're going to need to give
you
guys.
Matter of fact,
can you
guys do about 45 minutes apiece?
Say, would it be great to hear hear them sing?
I'll get right on.
Yeah. What if they did like you do something with the three of them?
I do something with the three of them.
Yeah,
What a horrible idea!
How about barbershop quartet kind of?
Maybe
thing.
We do.
I
want to
change
the
winner again. Now I want to change the winner. Can I go back now? The Tracy Hemmer with that idea.
Congratulations to Diana, Tracy, and Carolyn. You're all winners, and John's a big loser. So thank you guys very much. Don't go away. We'll take some pictures and stuff. So thank you for being. Oh, you want to say hi to anybody, Emily Ron?
Yes.
Hi, Mia.
Hi, Mia.
Hi, my husband, listening, Fred. Love you.
And
my kids, Braden, Griffin, and my wonderful husband, Rick.
Well, there you go. Yeah, good luck, Rick. all right, Dean, when we come back, Tom Bergeron will join us. You and I will talk to him, but also we've got some movies coming out this weekend, right?
The George Clooney, Julia Roberts movie.
Right, and we'll see what Dean thinks of that. And also, apparently, we're competing this weekend with Gabriel Iglesias and Kevin Hart, who are both in town doing stand-up.
I don't think there's any comparison.
Who knows?
Quality of shows.
They can't even sing.
No, they can't sing at all.
They can't sing.
This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Jody and Keo, Wanye and Lindsay. It's going to be tough to say goodbye to one of these couples, but the couple leaving right now is... Jody and Keo.
No! God, please, no! 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 No!
I think that's what the reaction ought to be every time somebody goes off the show. Tom Bergeron from Jansen and the Stars will join us in a moment. Rob Reiner in about 20 minutes. Rob Reiner's got a new movie that he directed called Being Charlie. It's about having a son that's addicted to drugs. Nick Reiner, his son, was.
Very powerful.
And Nick Reiner and his friend Matt Ellison, or something close to that. Matt is co-writer, and they met in rehab. So we'll get to Rob Reiner coming up as well. Tom Bergeron joins us now. It's been a long time, my friend. I'm sorry your career hasn't worked out for you.
I know. I'm here at the side of the road with a "Will Host for Food" sign.
My wish is that at one point, and maybe you've already done this, but I'm not, even though I watch the show, I'm not aware if you have, underneath that beautiful suit that you wear, or the suits that you wear, is a dance leotard. And at some point, you're just going to tear that suit off and go a little crazy.
Yeah, yeah. That I think, you know, I was trying to keep it secret, but now you've blown it, so thanks.
That's what friends are for, Gladys.
I guess so. I guess you're right.
Host of every show on television at one point or another, and there's a rule. Either Ryan Seacrest has the job or Bergeron has the job. That's the way it works. And I'd like to nominate you for president. I would vote for you for the White House.
Well, you know, apparently working in reality television is the only credential you need.
So you would be my choice and America's choice. How many seasons now Dancing with the Stars?
We are in our 97th season. No, 22nd.
Dean, have you been considered, Dean Richards, as the WGN TV entertainment critic superstar that you are in Big Shot in Hollywood? Have you been considered as a contestant on Dancing with the Stars, Dean?
I have not. I'm not sure where I fall with that, because usually they like at least one or two clumsy guys, one or two chubby guys, one or two older people. You know, I'm a little shocked. I was hoping that when Tom...
There was a season, a few seasons back, it was between you and Buzz Aldrin. And the fact that he had actually walked on the moon, I think, tipped the scales.
Yeah, I would have gone with the same decision. I was trying to get the gig when Tom left America's Funniest Videos, seen on WGN America.
Yeah.
I was hoping to land into that, but lost that one, too.
I think my 15 years of reruns still show up on WGN,
yes,
right? I mean, you can watch my hair color change in the course of an afternoon.
Yeah, and it's so great when that happens, right? Because your mailbox makes more money. You wake up the next day and there's more money in your mailbox.
It does. Those little residual checks trickle in, yes.
Yeah, which is fantastic. This is a guy. Here's Bergeron, a guy that started out in radio and who would, you know, and got out and started doing television because he's a handsome devil, as you know. And everybody seems to love him. But, Tom, there's got to be a dark side you haven't revealed. What's the dark side with you?
Well, yeah, that's going to be on cable. That's premium cable. We're the whole dark side version of my personality.
Everybody's...
You can binge watch. We're going to do like 13... probably Netflix it.
Every time he goes to work, there's really attractive people running around practically naked. I mean, what's up with that?
That's just, that's the cross I bear. What can I tell you?
Just another day at the office.
Yeah, but Steve, different from your show, how?
Well, it's different here, but actually at Channel 9, most of the staff is naked whenever there was a commercial break. They're doing that at Channel 9.
Yep.
Especially Tom Skilling. there's a lot of people who would really kill for your job. Do you feel your life's in danger?
Yeah. Constantly. You know, there are times if you're watching in high def, you know, apart from the spray tans and the glitter, you can see the occasional laser dot skim across my forehead.
See, this is the type of stuff I want Tom to do every Monday night, but he's too busy keeping the show together. Got a bunch of
thank you.
Got a bunch of chuckleheads running around. He's got to maintain the circus, and everybody's kissing and hugging, and Tom's going, "Castle's on in 30 seconds. Get over here."
Yeah. Okay, exactly, and not for much longer, unfortunately.
Yeah, it looks like it, yeah.
They just canceled it yesterday.
Did you have anything to do with the breakup? You can tell us.
I did not. When I was there, all I can tell you is that when I was there, when they killed me on Castle, or my character, I had a great time and everybody was wonderful.
So you didn't see any fighting that you'd like to report to Dean?
No, I saw nothing. It was just a one big hug fest, you know, apart from my murder.
minor detail.
Yeah, by the way, Dean, Dean, I don't know if you reported this morning, but for Castle fans, which I count myself as one, Castle is done.
Yeah. No!
Yeah,
that was a big deal.
I posted on Twitter, a little appreciation to all of them, and there's a one picture of Nathan and myself in the studio commissary, and I still have my autopsy stitching on that they applied to that scene, and he's got a fork up to my autopsy stitching, so you can check that on my Twitter page.
How many guys get to say, "I still had my autopsy stitching on"?
I know.
That is not a phrase.
Not a lot of guys are talkative at that point.
You did not get to hear that very often.
That's very true.
The Muppets got the knife yesterday, Steve. Also, Nashville.
They did, I know. I know. It was an ABC bloodbath.
It was.
Agent Carter. Happily, though, Haley Atwell, who I think is absolutely stunning and wonderful, is going to another series on ABC in the fall. I think it's called Conviction.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And this, to me, opens up time, Dean, and tell me if I'm right about this. Maybe you and I could pitch it and produce it for the Tom Bergeron one-man show.
Yeah, there you go. All these snarky witticisms that you're so enjoying, I can do in prime time.
That's right. We could call it Snarky Witticisms with Tom.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Working for Jay Leno. Why not? Give it a try.
Absolutely.
You can make it very relatable. All right, so do you have any future plans? Because I'm worried about your future. Have you put some money away?
Yes, I've stashed a little. I should be fine. Yeah. When Dancing with the Stars wraps, I'm going back to Washington to once again host a Capitol 4th for PBS.
Oh, nice.
The 4th of July.
Nice.
And I took a year off to do something else last year, but I'm coming back to that stage on the West Lawn of the Capitol.
What an honor that is.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It really is. I've done it three times in the past, and it's a great group at PBS, and looking forward to being there in the humidity of Washington in July. But it's a great time.
Yeah, it really is wonderful. And as the world's greatest MC, the only person that gets confused by that is Jay-Z and his posse. Tom once wandered into a hip-hop bar, and they asked him to start playing records or they were going to shoot him.
There you go. Hey, don't forget now, Dancing with the Stars, the final. We got the semifinals coming up this week, and then the season wraps up Monday and Tuesday, May 23rd and 24th.
So good. He even, he even felt the whole show here going off the tracks. He felt it going off the tracks. He got a little nervous.
Wants to get his plug in.
He got a little nervous as a host. He goes, I got to get the plug in before this idiot lets me go.
We got to get to Castle. Got to wrap this up.
That is an experienced host right there. He feels the helium coming out of the balloon.
Yeah.
And
Tom, really big fan. I don't know how you do. I mean this legitimately. And even though we haven't seen each other in years since the fight, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you juggle that many folks at one time. And notice I said folks instead of some of the other things I could have said.
That's true. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So all the best. We'll see you Monday for the final.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, man. See ya. That's Tom Bergeron. Follow him on social media, by the way. At that interview just ended. No, that's not his social media handle. Tom_Bergeron is where you follow him on social media.
And Monday is the semifinal, by the way.
I thought he said it was a final.
He said it was a semifinal.
Mm.
You just didn't.
Well, we need to speed it up. I don't have that kind of time. I want the final to be a Monday.
And Castle's gone. I'm so bummed.
Yeah, supposedly Stana Katic. Is that her name?
I never knew how to say
Stana
it.
Stana Katic from Aurora.
Yeah.
Beautiful Aurora, Illinois, and Nathan Fillion were fighting like cats and dogs and only got along when they were in character.
Wow.
Why do they need to get along when they're not in character?
Yeah, who cares?
Put them in separate trailers and call
still
it a
want
day.
Their paycheck.
All right, Dean, Money Monster, what do you think?
A good, not great. It's a good kind of white-knuckle hostage drama, but director Jodie Foster for this movie, I think, puts too much stuff in the movie and kind of dilutes it a little bit. Way too many things that didn't need to be there that slows it down. Way too many storylines that don't need to be there. Way too many things that could never really happen in a real-life hostage drama that kind of take you out of the story a little bit. Clooney is good. Julia Roberts, maybe her best role in years. So I think one balances off another, and this is also, you know, the storyline is about this crazy cable TV financial guy, like a Jim Cramer kind of guy. Somebody breaks into his studio with a gun and a bomb, threatening to blow the whole place up because he got a bad tip from the show and lost everything. So the movie is also, at the same time, an indictment of Wall Street mischievous doings, is an indictment of this cheesy TV that's passing for journalism on cable TV. So good, not great. It's 90 minutes. It's quick. I walked out actually enjoying the movie. Gave it a B. I wound up giving it a B.
All right, and that's the major release this weekend, right?
Right.
All right. Kevin Hart's in town. Gabriel Iglesias in town. But, Dean, I don't know if you know, we have a show Sunday night at Rosemont.
I did not know that. How can I get tickets for a show
and
like
Zany's.
That?
Well, you go to Rosemont Zany's website, which is rosemont.zanies.com. Or zanies.com and follow the link. 7 o'clock on Sunday night, talk show live on stage. Rokan and Anna DeVlantis will be there, and we'll ask them personal questions that are none of my business and get them to say things they won't say on the radio. You can also call 847-813-0484.
Steve, this just in, also that Supergirl show is moving from CBS to the CW and will be seen here on WGN television.
All right. Well, that's breaking news.
It's not, but I have to work it in.
Well, that's totally fine.
Got to take care of the homeboys here.
You on the Radio Sunday?
I am. We're going to be playing back some classic and archive moments from my many years on WGN, getting ready for the big Walk of Fame, which is a week from today, by the way. Everyone's invited to come to Pioneer Court and be among the first to deface my name on the sidewalk.
It'd be great if you show up a week from today. The ceremony is actually 2 weeks from today. But if you want to come over and get ready a week early, that's fine.
That's right. I'm going to be out there for a full week just sitting out there. For me, the ceremony starts a week from today.
Dean, we're something out of the ordinary. We're watching them dig your hole today.
Yes. I beg your pardon?
They're literally digging your hole right now.
It's about time. People have been saying that's long overdue. It's the 27th. The ceremony is the 27th.
Isn't that's a big month for you? Isn't the Silver Circle this month too?
The Silver Circle, the Chicago TV Academy honor. That's the one that's next week.
Right.
And then the Walk of Fame is the week after that.
Yeah, that one's no big deal. The 2 weeks from today.
Well, it's kind of a big deal. It's kind of a big deal. Yeah, kind of a big deal. Either way, I'm just going to be sitting in Pioneer Court if anyone would like to come and congratulate.
And there's other days left in May. If you want to give Dean some kind of an award, feel free to contact him. He's on every day at 8:10.
That's correct.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
All right. That's Dean Richards and Tom Bergeron. And again, on Sunday night, the most exciting thing for you guys, you get to meet Diana, Tracy, and Carolyn all Sunday night at Zanies, along with many other friends. We'll come back with a big story next, and then Rob Reino will join us on 720 WGN.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show, 720 WGN.
8:41, Friday the 13th. Anybody superstitious?
Do you have trichodecaphobia?
Triskaidekaphobia. Fear of triskets.
Fear of Friday the 13th.
Fear of the number 13.
Yeah.
Triskaidekaphobia. I'm not superstitious. Are you superstitious?
Not really. There's certain things.
I mean, if we have a good show, I'll wear the same underpants for a week, but that's a different story. Mary, are you superstitious at all?
No.
No. How about you, Dave? Are you superstitious?
Not really. No.
I heard an interesting story, though, about this. Do you know where Friday the 13th comes from?
I do not.
The BBC says that Friday the 13th comes from the fact that Jesus Christ was crucified on a Friday, and there were 13 people at the Last Supper.
Oh, that's where it's biblical. Very interesting.
So I don't know that that's true, but it's the BBC. Why would they lie to me?
You know what I won't do? Walk under a ladder. I know that's weird, but they say you shouldn't walk underneath ladders. So with the scaffolding here?
Well, that seems like common sense more than a concern about.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. What about the black cat thing? Does that bother you?
No, I used to have a black cat.
Okay.
I don't like the umbrella in the house thing.
Well, it's because you could poke your eye out.
Right.
Have you guys ever heard of the weird one, don't put your hat on the bed? I know that's probably from the turn of the century. But
don't
put
your hat on the bed?
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
I dated someone, he would not put like a baseball cap or anything on the bed. It was very strange.
Well, he said it was an old superstition?
Mm-hmm.
Was he hoping to get lucky with you?
I don't know.
What was he doing in the bedroom?
All right, listen.
Because if there's love involved here.
This is a long time ago.
If I don't put my hat on the bed, will I get lucky with you? Because the hat won't be in the way.
Why do I tell you guys anything?
No, I've never heard that one. Rob Reiner is scheduled to appear shortly here. Stand by for that. Thanks again to our karaoke contestants. You guys know about the new restaurant on the northwest side called Earl's Drive-Thru Barbecue?
No.
Barbecue and donuts.
Drive-through
barbecue and donuts. Art Narowski, who also owns, is it Local? Or it can't be Local. It's Local.
Local.
Yeah, Local in Wicker Park and Lincoln Park. He's got Earl's Drive-Through Barbecue. And judging by the excitement on Facebook, everybody's going to go nuts for it. There's a lot of things happening at Earl's. Memphis-style rubs, Georgia-style mustard sauce, Carolina-style vinegar sauce, baby back ribs and tips. Oh, and also it could be house-made donuts, ice cream, and shakes.
It sounds good, doesn't it?
But in the drive-thru, you're not going to get ribs. You imagine in the drive-thru if you got ribs and ice cream or ribs and donuts. You'd be in an accident in 30 minutes because there'd be rib sauce and glaze all over
your
car.
How could you even eat them? Of course, you could take them home.
Yeah, bring them home. I guess that's the answer. Yeah, there's that. One of the goals you should have each morning is not to appear on Mary's traffic report.
Very true.
Which is right now on 720 WGN.
This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own
720 WGN.
The Players' Championship continues its round two. Dave, you want to give me an update on the scores when you get a second?
Sure.
I want to take this opportunity. After 9, we're going to talk about something called the Cultural Mile, which you ought to know about. Whenever the mayor's not in here having his wife make us kale shakes, let's talk about the good news in this great city. And I think the Cultural Mile is a perfect example of that. So they have an event coming up that we'll get into in more detail after 9 o'clock. But my friend Mark Slaby is here. Pull that microphone to your face, mister.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
I'm great. Thank you.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. The Illinois Patriot Education Fund is an organization that Mark started. Is it 6 years? 5 years?
Yeah, 2011. Yeah.
So. You and I are getting old.
I think we are. We are.
So 5 years ago, Mark and I were at a golf tournament out in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we hadn't met. And we had breakfast together. And he goes, well, what do you think, you know, if I do this? And he explains this idea that he wanted to throw this tournament. And Mark's a very busy guy, very successful career, politically motivated, but a self-driver, an entrepreneur. He's got a lot going on. And now he has two beautiful kids and a wife that still likes him, which is inexplicable to me. But he said, oh, what would you think if I did this golf tournament? Do you remember what I said to you?
You're crazy.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. How many times have I knocked down? Remember, I said the same thing to Mark Doyle when he told me he was going to go to Afghanistan.
I know. Are you really going to do that?
Mm-hmm. It seems that I would be the worst consultant ever, apparently. So Mark started the Illinois Patriot Education Fund, whose job is?
To raise scholarship funds and create educational opportunities for Illinois military families.
And, of course, the reason I thought you were crazy was because of the workload involved, not because it wasn't a beautiful idea.
Well, you have often said that it's like planning a wedding every single year.
Yeah. Yeah. And in your case, paying for it for the first two or
That's
three.
Right. That's right.
It is turned into an organization that people, as soon as they get the mission, they get it. They're involved. I mean, there's a billion people to thank, but it's coming up again. It's always the Tuesday after Memorial Day, and we'll all be assembling again at Medina. It sells out almost instantly now. So one of the reasons I wanted to mention this now is so people can get in line for next year.
Right.
Or come to the dinner. Any dinner tickets left?
Yeah, absolutely. There's cocktail reception tickets at IllinoisPatriot.org, and there's lunch ceremony tickets. But the golf sold out within 2 weeks, and it opens up February 1st, and it was done by February 15th. So get in line. And next year we're hoping to expand to additional tracks at Medina, additional courses. So the demand is there, and Medina's working with us, and we're always grateful for you and your listeners to support the event.
Now, you might be saying, Steve, what's your part in this other than turning on Mark's microphone?
Steve, what's your part in this other than turning on Mark's microphone?
That's pretty much it. That's all. No, I'll be out there and playing in it. You know, and our own Jimmy DeCastro is going to be out there.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So a very generous guy that he is.
You're being modest. You're our MC every year, and people come back every year for the laughs and the sensitivity of the subject that you and your team provide very well every year. So we're grateful for you always coming out there. And without WGN's support, we wouldn't have as much support in the community without you, and we're grateful for that.
Website again is?
IllinoisPatriot.org.
Thanks for those kind words. I will say that guys like you and I, Mark Doyle, David Hochberg, we all come from families that have military connections. I know you just lost your father-in-law a year or so ago.
Yeah, to Ancient Orange.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Who was a hero.
Yes.
My dad was a World War II guy. And I think this is kind of our way of you know, paying it back, right?
Without question.
You know, it's since we didn't have the honor of service, why not help those who have and remind people not to forget those who are also here as family members who are waiting for their loved ones to come home?
Yeah. And we think that through the Illinois Patriot Education Fund, it's our way of investing in our scholars and their careers as they transition into civilian life. They've done multiple tours, have multiple complexities, and people like Michael, that you'll hear from in a second, really have served our country honorably. And the least we can do is continue to invest in their futures through education.
Yeah, the Michael you're speaking of is Michael McArden, and I don't want to shortchange Michael in any way, so we'll talk about Michael after the top of the hour, and then booze will be brought in. Those two things are not related. But the cultural mile, you can explain this a little bit, can't you?
By the way, is this not the it's a toast to spring on the Chicago cultural mile? And we have such a beautiful skyline anyway, but I love what you guys did. Dave will like this. They made all of the parts of the skyline different cocktails. So there's a martini. There's a, looks like a margarita above the bean. Isn't that cool?
Well, Shireen can speak to this.
Yeah. Well,
let me get your microphone turned on. There you are.
Hi, I love the cultural mile, and I love cocktails. So we are
here.
It's a perfect
Did you
marriage.
Design the Skyline logo?
I did not. We had some help, and actually Gwen Mullaney, who works with me, had the idea for the buildings with the cocktails.
That's cool.
And we thought the bean sort of helps you place where the cultural mile is, which is south of the river, Michigan Avenue.
Throughout May, a number of restaurants who have cooperated and are cooperating with this, including our friends at Tavern at the Park,
yep.
who will be in here shortly, are donating money from all their special cocktails that they make, right?
Exactly. So they're naming a Chicago Cultural Mile cocktail. Tito's Handmade Vodka has stepped in as a great sponsor, provided a lot of marketing and advertising support, and each one has their own unique cocktail, and $1 goes to the Patriot Education Fund. So we're
for
thrilled.
Everyone that's sold.
For everyone that sold, so drink a lot.
Yeah,
I was going to say, we could donate a lot.
Get ripped for the right reason.
No, but we could sit on the rooftop. Tavern has a beautiful rooftop.
It
Enjoy
does.
The cocktails.
And there's a lot of great people contributing here. Tesori and The Gauge and just to name a few, Italian Village and Kitty O'Shea's. But we love the guys at Tavern, and they'll be in here in a little bit.
Absolutely.
And they actually are bringing in the special cocktail.
Excellent.
Nice.
No. Dave? Special cocktails coming.
You notice how Andreas Dave's going to like this. Like, she is
like
excited about it.
Oh, I'm going to love the cocktail.
Okay,
you
thank
kidding?
You.
Yes.
Love the cocktail.
But honestly,
not just me.
When we say cocktail or anything derivative of liquor, Dave is. He makes. It's kind of like when a dog hears a noise, you know, and it cocks his head to one side, trying to figure out exactly what happened. So, Dave, exciting news. Booze on the way. And special stuff. Toast to Spring on the Chicago Cultural Mile, ChicagoCulturalMile.org. There's probably a link at the IPATH website, too, isn't there, Mark?
There is. Yeah. If you go to IllinoisPatriot.org, you'll read more about Chicago Cultural Mile and the support that they're providing. And vice versa, if you go to your website and look at Facebook and all the social media vehicles, you'll learn more about the organization's cooperative efforts to help our military families.
And the Chicago Cultural Mile's main job year-round is what?
Well, we're really branding that part of Michigan Avenue. It's kind of a sibling to the Magnificent Mile and is
right.
really kind of the face of the city. So our job is to brand and bring more people. And we like to do it in ways that aren't just renting billboards all over. Do something that helps, that's fun, and draws attention to important causes and, you know, family-friendly events and things like that. So,
and just so you know, Shireen and Mark don't actually have the buzz in their voice normally. That is the construction that's going on behind us for the Walk of Fame
yeah.
installation. Mm-hmm. The new plaques are going in, so we're sorry about the noise.
By the way, some of these new bars, too, in addition to Tavern, Remington's, Cindy's.
Yes.
Great way to see some of these new establishments and have a cocktail and donate to a great cause.
Right. Exactly what you said. ChicagoCulturalMile.org. Right, you guys hang around. The guys from Tavern will be here shortly. Rob Reiner will be with us at 9:40. We had a little a glitch in the system, meaning the guy from L.A. screwed up. But Rob Reiner will be on before 10 o'clock as well on 720 WGN. And you'll meet a hero, our new friend Michael, in a moment. Stand by for that. Wintrust Community Bank's Hour continues, and the news is next.
This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
WGN Chicago.
720 WGN.
9:11 now, and we continue. Rob Reiner in about a half an hour. We're talking about the Chicago Cultural Mile. My friend Mark Slaby from the Illinois Patriot Education Fund. And then in a moment, one of the generous establishments who are contributing to IPATH through the Chicago Cultural Mile. Tavern at the park be here, and... it's good to see that Donnie made bail.
Yeah.
And he's out, which is positive. So he'll be mixing. And Peter will be standing over going, well, I got a business to run. I got a family. Don't screw this up
right.
for us. So, but I want you to meet a young man here in studio who is somebody that we all should know, Michael McCardin. And Michael, you know, you've been out for a bit now from the Air Force, but what rank did you retire at?
I got out last spring as a staff sergeant. So
should I refer to you as sergeant?
No, Mike's fine.
Are you more comfortable with Mike now? I mean, how long after you're out do you start to get comfortable with people calling you by your name as opposed to your rank?
Well, in pararescue, it's a pretty relaxed sort of rank structure, so we do refer to each other by our first name. Yeah.
Okay, just don't want to insult. You don't seem like that kind of guy anyway.
No.
Pararescue, just so you know, because really there's only one person in the room that did this, in the worst parts of trouble in the world. And I was supposed going with the ultimate American military adage, no man left behind, right? You would parachute in, you and your guys would parachute in to provide emergency medical treatment or to rescue the wounded. Is that the gig?
Well, yeah. Typically, we're using helicopters these days. The elusive jump mission isn't always an option for us. So
the fast land, fast out, that kind of thing?
Yeah, that's right. Snatch and grabs with helicopters.
Yeah, snatch and grab, meaning you land a helicopter, you have these guys get off, get the guy, do whatever triage treatment you need to do, get him on, and then get him out.
That's right, and we provide medical treatment en route to the hospital from the battlefield.
Did you think about Best Buy as a career or something before you decided on this one? Something a little safer, maybe?
I think I'd be a good greeter.
I think so.
What interested you in the military growing up on the south side?
Yeah, southwest suburbs. Evergreen Park is okay. Where I grew up.
Okay. What got you interested in the military?
Well, I think in high school I knew I wanted to serve. I wasn't sure in what capacity or what job I was going to do in the military. So I shopped around a little bit. And it was my dad that actually introduced me to pararescue, and I knew that was what I wanted to do when I read about the PJ mission, That Others May Live. That all really appealed to me, rescuing soldiers from the battlefield.
So, by the way, this works stateside as well, right, in natural disasters and things of that nature?
Yeah, it's anytime, any place, so it's not all bullets and bombs. We have done rescues in Hurricane Katrina. Every now and then you'll see that some like PJs, which is our other nickname, PJs, from our California team will jump into the Pacific Ocean to actually rescue a fisherman. So we do both stateside civilian rescues and then also overseas in combat environments.
And Michael McCartan, how many years in the Air Force?
I did 5 years on active duty and then about 4 in the reserve, so
and
9 total.
I would assume the training for this is fairly intense?
Yeah, it's about 2.5 years. So it starts off with a selection course where they essentially just try to wash everyone out, like a 3-month selection course. And then if you make it through the 90% attrition rate there, then for the next 2 years, you're going to be going to formal military schools, like survival school, airborne, military free fall, combat dive, paramedic. And then we kind of put it all together in a final course where we everything we've done previously was just getting to your job. And then we kind of put it all together into actual, you know, mock missions and things like that.
Post-graduation, how long until your first rescue?
Well, I graduated in the spring of 2008, and then I was in Afghanistan by December 2008. And so
what are you doing over the summer and fall? You're drilling and just continuing to get ready?
Yeah, all we're doing is training all the time. So pararescue is one of those jobs where even when you're home, you're not really home. You're constantly on the road doing jump trips or doing formal Heinkel Mountain rescue courses. So it's a busy lifestyle.
Everybody I've talked to and through Mark and others, I've had the honor to meet a lot of special ops guys and guys that go into really tough parts of the world. On behalf of the rest of us, there's guys who talk about their heartbeat slows down. You control your emotions. You know, you actually find a way to deep relax before you do this. And I've talked to other guys that go, it's game time, and they're completely pumped up. Which were you?
I think I was more of a try to slow things down, clear your mind before we would get our patients and things like that. Attribute a large part to our training, especially we do a lot of like water confidence sort of training, holding our breath and still needing to think underwater. And so I think
everything related to not panicking under fire, whatever under fire means.
Yeah, for me that would have been, you know, just the panic of having you know, someone else's life that I was responsible for. That could be pretty heavy and an intense experience when you're first doing it. So,
what's the toughest rescue you guys have to do? Whether you were involved or not, the toughest mission that you might be on. Obviously, I suppose a helicopter being shot at while you're trying to land and get somebody.
I mean, it's tough to say what our hardest mission would have been. I've had instructors that have had to parachute into minefields and sort of that sort of thing, and they have very small landing zones. I was never on that mission, but or mass casualty situations where, you know, probably for me it was managing more than one patient at a time that were critically injured, you know, from blast injuries, from IEDs. So that was probably the most challenging sort of aspect of my time overseas. But I mean, I've had friends that have been in some very hairy situations.
How'd you deprogram when you come back? How do you come back to a normal life?
I think the most important thing for veterans to do is when they're getting out is to kind of have a plan of where they're going next.
Don't drift.
Right. I'm tired of the military. I want to get out. For me, it was like I knew what my next step was or what my next sort of mountain to climb was, and that was medical school. And I think having that sort of sense of purpose has kind of made it easier for me to transition from sort of the team environment where I was used to kind of being like the only guy in the room sort of person that has that was in the military. So.
And we talked off the air a second ago during a break. You're hoping to do emergency medicine now as the job as you go forward here as a civilian of sorts?
Yeah.
Isn't that going to be a little boring for you? Do we need to come in and, like, you know, just bang pans behind your head, yell at you, and throw things?
No, I think it'll fill the void for sure.
Will you take a car to work or will you helicopter into a parking lot?
If they'll let me jump in, I will definitely do that.
He'll base jump off the building.
You're an inspiration, pal. You really are. And I thank you for your service, and I hope you never get tired of hearing that. But as much as it became your job, it's never, ever anything but awesome to the rest of us. So,
well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me on.
Mark Slaby is here from the Illinois Patriot Education Fund. How'd you meet him? About him?
Michael was a referral through one of our additional scholars that we've been serving, David Glass, Dr. Dave Glass.
Now. Sure.
And they were both pararescue men. And so we looked at Michael's profile, and I think as you've heard on this radio show, it's an outstanding investment of our donors' funds, and we're really proud of the work that Michael continues to pursue for our community.
One of the coolest things that the Illinois Patriot Education Fund does is takes guys like Michael and says, listen, medical school, it's kind of expensive. You've done a lot, so we're going to help you pay your way there. But it's also sweat equity because you also are going to be involved in making sure that you're helping continue to pay your way through. You've heard enough from Michael to know, you know, drive is not a problem here. But in advance, we're proud of you because we know how much good you're going to be able to do here.
Thank you very much. And the scholarship means a lot to us. I think a lot of people don't understand that the educational benefits from the military are limited. A lot of people just say, oh, that's a nice deal. I mean, everything's paid for all the way through, right?
Not so.
No. I mean, the GI Bill is a great benefit if you qualify for 100% of the benefits, which I was fortunate enough to qualify for, but there are many guys that don't. And you get 36 months of school, and however you want to use that, I used it to get my undergraduate degree in biology. But I mean, after that, you're paying for school out of pocket.
So without IPAF, it'd be a difficult road, which is one of the reasons we spend so much time talking about the Illinois Patriot Education Fund, so that people understand how important it is.
Yeah, absolutely. The amount of debt that you can accrue from medical school is intimidating.
Backbreaking.
Oh, yeah. And it sometimes influences the careers that people pursue. If you want to go into a low-paying specialty that you're interested in, you have to think in advance about how much debt you're going to have. So, you know, programs like IPEF are life-changing, enabled you to actually pursue what you're interested in.
He's an amazing young man, isn't he? You know, we've met an awful lot of great people through the Illinois Patriot Education Fund, but in the team picture, I'm going to put him right up front with the rest of them. You want to say hi to your parents or your family or anybody that won't get you in trouble when you get home?
I think my dad's listening, so hello, nice. Dad.
Yeah, what's Dad's name?
Len.
And what does Len do?
He works for Competitive Support Options. It's a computer repair company.
Okay. I'm sure he's extremely proud. I know he is. Glad to have you home, and glad to have you home safe. And I think you're a great spokesman for other veterans as well. Brings it full circle to the Chicago Cultural Mile. And again, Shireen, if you would remind everybody listening how they can help by getting schnockered for the benefit of the rest of us.
Well, again, thanks to Tito's Handmade Vodka and 14 amazing restaurant partners, including Tavern at the Park that we have here today. And I think I'm about to taste a cocktail. Go into any one of the restaurants, and when you order a Cultural Mile cocktail, they donate to the Illinois Patriot Education Fund. So we're very proud to be a part of it.
And Tavern will mix a little something special up. Dave, it's hooch time.
Now, see, why do you
9:23.
Andrea is excited. Everybody, yeah. Not just me, Steve.
Woo! 9:23, back in a moment at 720 WGN. My friend Peter DeCastro is here. Peter, what do you do for a living? Yeah, you're going to need a microphone. Pick one. Yeah. Pick one of the many.
Well, I'm obviously not in the radio business.
What do you do?
Run Tavern at the Park.
Tavern at the Park.
At 130 East Randolph with my brother Donnie and a few other great people, our chef Jose Reynoso. And
you've got one of your waitstaff now is a friend of mine, Brian Biggs.
We just call him Mr. Biggs.
Mr. Biggs. And he's getting it done for you?
He's great. He walks in with a great attitude every day, works hard. Yeah. And he's exactly what we look for in a server. He smiles and knows what customer service is.
So that's good.
He's really, really good.
Well, he was a
Thank
producer.
You for sending him our way.
He was a producer for me previously, so he knows how to take care of needy people. So how are things at Tavern?
Tavern's great. Mother Nature would give us a little break. Things would be even better. But sales have been up every month.
And you got the rooftop?
The rooftop last night. We opened it up we had a private party up there for about 200. And unfortunately, Mother Nature's not going to cooperate this weekend. But
every other weekend this summer?
Every other day.
All right. If people want to call you guys and set something up. What's that, boss?
And now it's open for the rest of Chicago.
Yes, and for the rest of Chicago
and
as well.
Illinois and the United States.
Yeah. What's the number there if people want to book something?
312-552-0070.
And I have a feeling you have a website that you could plug as well?
Yeah, tavernatthepark.com.
All right. Brother Donnie is here. And Donnie, how did you come to your expertise in liquor?
Oh, well, I've had a long love of booze.
Okay, congratulations.
My life, some would say.
And your experience in this comes at a first-hand level long before you were mixing drinks?
Absolutely. But, you know, that's the exciting thing of being in cocktails now. It's really elevated to an art form. So to be able to apply your craft with some creativity and a little showmanship is... I'm lucky to do what I do.
And you're also a two-time dad, but that beautiful little girl you showed me is how old now?
6 months, and she's got the keys, she's got the wallet, she's driving the car.
Isn't it the truth?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on all of it. What are you making today?
We are making something, obviously, to support our heroes in the Illinois Patriot Education Fund. And if I could just say one thing on the side there, Steve. Red state, blue state, left wing, right wing, doesn't matter. You support the soldier.
That's exactly right.
And you hear these guys and what they do and what they're willing to do each and every day of their life. It's pretty amazing.
We're going to have Michael parachute in and see if he can put a muzzle on Trump.
Do we have to stop there?
All right. So what is this thing called?
So it's the Cultural Mile cocktail. And as Shireen mentioned, we donate the proceeds of every cocktail.
Yeah, a buck a drink, right?
To the Illinois Patriot Education Fund. So we're going to start with Tito's Handmade Vodka, who is generous enough to sponsor the whole thing.
Yeah.
We're going to muddle some blood oranges. We made some house-made lemongrass syrup, and then finish it off with a little bit of freshly squeezed grapefruit juice and orange bitters.
You got a name for this?
The Cultural Mile Cocktail.
Now, does everyone making the same drink? Is that the deal?
No, they all use Tito's Handmade Vodka.
But they can mix up anything they want. Yeah. But they're all called the Cultural Mile. You've had this one.
They're called the Cultural Mile Cocktail, and I said, this one you have one or you have 20. And I kept myself at one for that.
We're voting for the 20, just in case anybody's asking.
All right, so while Andrea does the big story, you're going to mix this up, and then we're going to have Dave sample it.
Okay.
We've seen you putt, Dave. There is that.
All right, 9:39, Rob Reiner shortly, but before we wrap this up with the Illinois Patriot Education Fund and the Cultural Mile and our friends at Tavern in the Park, Donnie DeCastro, who won the Pulitzer Prize for Hooch and the Nobel Prize for Nookie Creating Drinks, has prepared Dave Ennett one of the special cultural mile cocktails.
Am I the only one who has one?
No, you got an American hero behind you. You got Mark Slaby. You got everybody.
Okay. Right here, baby.
Like you're not used to drinking alone anyway.
Donnie's beautiful.
All right. So to all heroes everywhere and to the Illinois Patriot Education Fund's recognition of the same, Dave, tell us what you think. Here we go. Take a sip.
Delicious.
Okay. Could you take a man swig of that? Because you sipped that like a girl.
That was
pretty weak. It was weak. Come on. Give me a little. There you go.
Oh, it's great.
Get you a sippy straw.
You know, I can. Didn't you say there's lemongrass in it? I can really taste that.
You can't taste the lemongrass?
I can.
And the blood oranges?
And the blood orange.
Donnie, lemongrass, blood oranges, Tito's, handmade vodka.
Grapefruit juice and orange bitters.
Grapefruit juice and what else?
Orange bitters.
And orange bitters, which was my name when I was a stripper. All of those. Oh, here's a recipe right here. The method is, I'm going to just get to the recipe very quickly. Go to tavern, have Donnie make it for you.
Okay.
That's the recipe. By the way... Midwestern University Multi-Specialty Clinic sponsored the big story. And I don't want to wrap this up by reminding you or forgetting to remind you that you can go to Chicago. Well, give me the website. I thought I had it, and I don't.
ChicagoCulturalMile.org.
I'm just not that smart.
You know, it's incredibly smart. But
and Mark Slaby for the Illinois Patriot Education Fund. That website is?
IllinoisPatriot.org.
Of course, we want to thank Tavern, and we want to thank Sergeant Michael McCartan, about to be one of the great emergency medicine specialists here at home after getting home safely from Afghanistan. God bless you, man. Thank you for the work you've done and the work you will do.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on.
And we'll see you out of Medina for the outing, I'm sure. So thank you for all of that. And you know, you can. We certainly recommend you go to Tavern, but I also want to mention... You can also get Sideways at Aconto at 720 South Hilton at the Hilton Chicago. The Artist Cafe, Aurelio's Pizza, Chuck's. It's a Carrie Simon Kitchen at Mercado a la Plancha, I should say, and at the Park Grill, just to name a few. And thank you for that. Dave, any other thoughts before we move forward?
No, it's great. Can Donnie mix up a few more?
That's Dave.
I'll have another.
That's Dave. Thank you, Tavern.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You
guys get to Tavern this summer.
Congratulations.
9:42, more in a moment on 720 WGN, right after I say. Oh, it's right here. No, that's not it. It's right here. I got it. No, seriously, I'm fine. Looking to learn to enhance your credit and obtain invaluable home buying tips? And you need to attend David Hochberg's Credit Enhancement and Home Buying Seminar, May 18th at Zany's Comedy Club in St. Charles. You should attend if your credit challenged, if you filed bankruptcy, if you experienced a foreclosure or a short sale, or would like to purchase a home. As a matter of fact, if you're refinancing a home, this is a perfect opportunity as well to secure the lowest interest rate when purchasing or refinancing. You're tired of not being able to get your groove on in your living room or in your parents' basement, or maybe because your parents are upstairs or you're downstairs. Whatever the case may be, it's time to capture your life. And you need it with free credit enhancement. You're going to pop that credit rating up, and you'll be able to do what you want to do and be a grown-up. How about that? Call David Hochberg at 312-751-1333 or register online at WGNDavid.com for that home buying seminar and credit enhancement on May 18th at Zany's in St. Charles. 312-751-1333 or WGNDavid.com for Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage licensee, 4358, RMLA, NMLS, 19186. David Hochberg, 312-751-1333 or WGNDavid.com. Only got about a minute here, but I will appear later with Ro Khan to discuss our Sunday night festivities. And Ro, it's nice of you and Anna DeVlantis to join us Sunday night at Zany's.
Well, Steve, I think it's really great of you to offer to donate $100,000 apiece to our charities, the Ro and Anna Fund. So I thought that was a great way to do this.
We're going to have you on stage for a very difficult session of questions and answers, a lot of them deeply personal that are nothing, really none of my business. And Anna revealing what it's like to be in a room with you for 4 hours a day.
Oh God, you know, Steve, it's getting increasingly difficult for her. I don't know that basically the shell has come off here at WGN for me. It between me and the Kevin and Violetta and that wackiness, and then Judy. I don't know if Anna can handle one more minute of this.
So you think she may be out? Anna may be coming home. Anna may be coming home to us after one.
Oh, but do we want her? You know, yeah. Once you leave. No, I love Anna.
Andrea Darla's cracking the whip.
It's the what were you drinking?
I was talking to John DeCosse, and John just had a Bill and Wendy here. You were saying that Rose made some unusual demands for the green room. What is he asking for?
I think one of them was only M&Ms with a WW on them.
Okay, well, he just needs to turn those over. You know, those are just what? Upside down.
Are you kidding me? Because I looked the last 3 days for that.
That's the only problem. And what else are you asking for?
Strawberry Quick.
Sure. Not easy to get.
And Maple.
Maple.
He said he wanted his Maple.
Oh, Maple. That's the oatmeal thing.
The cereal. Huh? Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Easy to digest. All right, so I'll appear with you this afternoon. We'll take this up further. But you sound like you're reluctant now to actually come through and be there Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question about that.
All right, good, good. Make sure I knew what I was dealing with. It's Sunday night. Again, Ro may not show. It's Sunday night at 7 o'clock at Zany's. Am I right about the phone number, 847-813-0484?
That's it.
Huh? Not just a pretty face.
Early late night talk show with Steve Cochran.
Yeah, so we'll have some fun. Get your tickets. We'll see you out there Sunday night at 7 o'clock.